T.J. Hockenson caught 3 consecutive touchdowns from Kyler Murray in Monday's red zone 7-on-7 period, per Rob Kleifield at the team's website. A box out on safety Jay Ward with a toe tap along the sideline, a leaping grab in the back center of the end zone on the very next play, and a fade away from linebacker Blake Cashman that the defense protested as a push-off and the officials let stand. Label it honestly. 7-on-7 means no pass rush, and end zone periods are designed to feed exactly this kind of rep. But after a window with not one line of Hockenson reporting, the first attributable evidence of the Murray connection arrived in a cluster, and in the part of the field where tight end seasons get made. It carried into the week's marquee work. In Thursday's joint practice 2-minute drill against Baltimore, Murray opened with quick strikes to Hockenson before going to Justin Jefferson and Jawan Jennings on the drive that set up Will Reichard's 46-yard field goal, per Kleifield and Craig Peters. Hockenson then sat Saturday's 13-3 loss to the Ravens with the rest of the starters, per Adam Patrick at the Viking Age. No reporting this week touched the surgically repaired shoulder, which has still not been publicly tested with contact. Hockenson's profile since our June preview has hung on one stubborn number. Target volume stuck near 4.5 looks a game for 2 post-knee seasons, in what a pay cut turned into a contract year audition. And a red zone flurry with 2-minute quick strikes is the right shape of counter evidence without being September target share. Watch next whether Hockenson plays in the preseason finale and draws Murray targets with the starters, and any note on the shoulder taking real contact before cutdown on Sunday, August 30. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.